Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I hope you had a terrific Thursday. We are so excited to be with you as always, and we want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. I hope that you will tell somebody about Issues Concerning Women. We're on every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you would like to call in the show tonight, our number is 1-347-826-7543. If you would like to call me after the show, my number is area code 757-567-6734. We have a wonderful show in store for you tonight, so we hope that you are ready to take some notes and chime in if you have something that you want to say. And Issues Concerning Women, if this is your first time visiting us, is a program that we developed in 2007, and we love to inspire, to empower, to mentor, and to encourage. And this forum will cover a multitude of topics. And if you go to our screen, you will see just that. You know, our goal is to have conversation with you, to get feedback, to know what helps you. We're so excited every time we see that we have 100 or 200 listeners for the show. That, you know, just touches my heart, and I'm just so grateful for you all. We have the chat room, which I try to use that and get your questions there. But you can always go to the website after the show, and it's www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, just like it sounds, ISSUES. CONCERNINGWOMEN.com. I know that's a whole mouthful, but that's okay because you got your paper and your pencil and you can write it down. We are just excited to get started with the show, and I just want to let my followers know that we'll be back on again next Thursday at 8:30. So please invite somebody to listen to the show. I'll tell somebody about it. Tonight, our topic is going to be coaching, because that's in consulting, because that's one of the things that we do. And we don't get a lot of time to really go into detail about Issues Concerning Women, but I thought tonight's segment we will talk a little bit about coaching, how we can help you develop your business, find out where you want to go. We have some new products that we're offering. They're going to be available on the website, or you can just call me afterwards if you're interested in getting those. Them. The first one is There's Power in the Plan, and it is a 2-CD package. And, of course, there is a fee for that, and you can get that if you call me. It talks about setting goals. What is your plan? Where are you going to go from here? You know, yesterday's gone forever. We're going to start from today, and we're going to move forward. So we're really excited about that. I talked about it last week, and I have some interest in it, and I want to just keep it moving and move forward with it and just really get it out there into your hands, because this is going to help you, especially if you don't know what you want to do. You haven't found that passion yet. If you're still waking up in the morning and you just don't know what you need to do, you're bored, you're depressed, you just don't know how to move forward and what to do and where you should go from here. So we are here to help you. Issues Concerning Women is not just for women. Of course, that's forum. That's where we started. But we are here for the whole family, for the men in your family, for your teens. We are here to help you. I partner with the local community colleges here in Virginia Beach and also the organizations. We can help you no matter what city that you're in. We're going to be doing some things in Richmond in the end of April. I'm excited about that. And then we're coming back to Hampton Roads area and doing some events here, seminars. And then we're going to go to Martinsville, Virginia, which is up near Roanoke in the Lynchburg area in May. So we're excited about everything that is going on. So if you want Issues Concerning Women to come to your town, all you have to do is call us. We can try to get it set up. If you have a church or organization that you want us to come and speak to your at your facility, we will be happy to do that. We have different programs already established. So just call us and find out what we have going on and how we can help you, help your community and talk to people that you're trying to inspire, that you're mentoring. This program is so exciting, and we're just moving forward in 2011, and God has so many things in store for us, and we just want to share them with you. I love what I do. I love coaching. I love helping people to improve their lives. I love the consulting part. So what I do, I kind of combine it for each area of your life, your business, your career, or your personal life. So any of the tips and the goals that I help you set can help you in these areas. We try to give you information that is forward-moving, that, you know, we learn from the things of the past, but we don't want to be looking back to the past when once we go through that door. And I like the electronic doors. You know, when they open up, you don't have to choose one. You don't have to be like the Price is Right, choosing door number one, number two, number three. I like it when God stands you in front of the automatic door and it opens and he walks you into your path. And then you can go in boldly and you don't look back. You just keep going because God has already ordained your life for you. And he has something great in store for you. And I hope that you really believe that because I'm really being sincere. I'm not just hyping you up and trying to get you to do anything in particular for me. I'm here to help you. This is what I do. That's why I love coaching and I love consulting and counseling. And working with my other clients this week, it has inspired me so much that I'm able to help them. And I realized that leadership coaching was where I wanted to stay and deepen my experience. I've been a leader most of my life, and I work with media and television programs, and I love what I do. And after I started doing consulting and coaching, I decided that whatever was going on in this field, I wanted to know about it. I wanted to learn about it. So whenever I could, I would take a workshop or a seminar or get a book about it. And you can do the same thing. Since I know that there's so many of you with broad and vast intellect, start where you are. You know, just take an online course or just get a book or a workbook and help yourself to learn. It's all about learning. I wanted to know more, and the more I wanted to know and the more I wanted to learn, I wanted even more. I wasn't satisfied with enough. So I didn't see programs just like mine, and I figured that since I'm very creative, I could create my own program, and that's where I started Issues Concerning Women with my former partner. We put some ideas together, and we're still trying to keep it going, and the leadership coaching is for special interest groups, of course, because everybody doesn't want to be in this position, but I can tweak it and I can use it for any of the formats that I'm placed in front of. So if you have a small group or you have a business and you want Issues Concerning the Women to come out and speak, we can do that. Or if it's just for training, we can help you with that too. It's for mentorship or if it's for relationship training, we can do it all. And it's not that we are, you know, so expert in every area, but if I don't have what you need, then I can bring somebody else in that can help us. And that's how we work because we partner with other businesses in the community. So I love training. I love learning. I love this format. And it gives me so much insight on leadership and executive coaching. And it draws on what I know that I can give it to somebody else. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Issues Concerning Women. We're on every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tonight our topic is coaching. And I'm giving practical information out so that you can know what Issues Concerning Women can do and how they can help you in your business, your life, or your career. I'm a firm believer that a leadership coach or any kind of coach for that matter or consultant must also be a learner. If you can't lead, if you can't learn, and you must be able to walk beside your clients with credibility and courage. Leaders have strong egos for the most part, and it's important to be both truthful and trustworthy. The best leaders are always learning, being led, exploring. As I believe are the best leaders, they become the best coaches and the best consultants. We know that our client partnership with leaders help them make a difference in the world by supporting them and being who they really are. People embracing life in the present by creating new agendas for the future. See, this is why I love what I do, because I get to create forums that fit different modules and fit different lives and fit different personalities. I get to do that with what I do. And so I'm on this forward movement, and I'm excited. So if you want to join in with Issues Concerning Women, we are looking for the same kind of people who are leaders or people that want to be led. We want you to come into the program with us, and we're going to do a lot in 2011. We're about moving and shaking. And we know that if you're listening to this broadcast, that's the same kind of person you are. You may be where you're starting your business or you're growing your business and you need some help. So just give Issues a call. We'll be more than happy to help you. I'll give you the number before we get off the air. Tonight we're just giving practical information and advice for leadership roles and consultants. And this is an area that you're interested in, or you want to find somebody that you can get in touch with that can help you where you are. This is for both sides of the coin. So our mission tonight is kind of twofold. One, it is to let you know what Issues Concerning Women can do for you, but it's also how you can join in with Issues Concerning Women and get the knowledge and the information that you need. And we hope that something that we said tonight triggers you to move forward, get on that forward movement, get on that bridge. You know, we talked about last week the bridge over troubled waters. We know where we are. We know where we stand. We know that we have to do something different. We can't keep doing the same things and expect something new to happen. We hear it over and over and over again. We hear it at church. We hear it on the radio stations. We hear it on television programs. So many people are going through so much with this economy. They don't know what to do. Most of the times when they really look at where they are, they're in a form of denial because they don't really know how to get from point A to point B. Some people are in a state of depression and they just don't realize it. Some people are dealing with their egos and they cannot believe this is happening to them, so they don't reach out for help. But we want you to know that we're here to help you. We're not here to criticize. We don't ever want you to think that we're putting you down or that we're bigger than you. We're just here to help. That's what we do. And I love what I do. I'll be going to Brighton and Stratton College on April the 16th, and I'll be speaking to the new graduates. I'm so excited about that because that's another thing that gets me going, that motivates me. When I get in front of people, and they're not just young people. They're all ages now because so many of us are going back to school to continue our education so that we can create the jobs that we want if we can't find the jobs. And that's what we have to do. I have a wonderful partner, Renee Bob. She's in out of Tennessee, and she has this wonderful program that she's doing to help you find jobs. She's giving you all sorts of information. So if you need a job and you can't find one, then you need to call me at 757-567-6734 so that I can get this information out to you and I can help you. And if you happen to get in contact with Renee, please tell them that you heard about her on Issues Concerning Women radio talk show, and she'll be glad to know that I'm promoting her even when, you know, she doesn't know about it. But and that's what we do. We help each other. We build that bridge over the troubled waters. How else are we going to succeed? So I'm glad that we're able to move forward and be on the forward movement. You know, I keep talking about that bridge. I'm going to have to write a book about that. Come on. Don't nobody steal my idea now. But, you know, it's just a title. So if you want to write your book on Bridge Over Troubled Waters, you can do so. You know, and that's just fine because what you write will have nothing to do with what I'm writing. You know, and that's the good thing about being an author. You can use old titles and you can use titles that you heard before because the content is going to be different. You can't steal what somebody has written in their book. Please don't do that. But you can use a title that's already available. So I'm teasing about that. But I'm so excited about it. So I just wanted to share that with you. We're talking about practical information. A leadership coach or consultant needs to know how to facilitate and make changes in both the people that they're dealing with, and they also need to focus on their performance and the self-fulfillment and balance between work and leisure. We talk about that word balance all the time. But we don't know how to get things done. And we question, Can I have everything? Can I have career and family and be a good wife or husband? Can I be a cook? You know, can I do all of these things? Can I run a home business and still be productive? You know, we say we can do it all, but we have to do them in terms that are good for us as individuals. Everybody can't do everything. Everybody can't multitask. Everybody can't be talking on the phone and changing the baby at the same time and running their business. So you have to pick what's best for you. You have to pick what works for you. To be effective and credible, a leadership coach needs leadership or executive experience and a good understanding of power, influence, and relationships. You must enjoy working with powerful people. And I do. Why? Because they inspire me. I'm intrigued by all of this knowledge and this and the wisdom that they have. On one of my shows, and it's called Wisdom Wednesday, and that's where I do my live show here in Virginia Beach, we talk about those leaders that show us what to do when we go to the Bible, because the text is all there for us to use, and it helps us. If we have wisdom, we're able to use the wisdom that we have. Where do we get wisdom from? From our elders, from our leaders, from our executives that we know, from our mentors, from our church leaders. You know, these are the people that we need to be looking up to, because they're going to give us what we need. And there's a plethora of information out there, so we must be available to take it in, and don't be afraid. Leadership coaches have to understand and exemplify leadership development and be familiar with feedback instructions. We must have the instruments so that we can help you to get where you want to go. We must possess strong communication skills and high ethics and standards. Leadership coaches and counselors are strategic partners with executives, with teams, with mentorship programs, with leadership programs. We are there to help you. We look at our leaders that we see. We want to shatter them. We want to know that, you know, I can take a little bit from this one, a little bit from that one, and I can create a plan that's perfect for me and for my group and the people that I'm working with. When we do our workshops and our seminars, we try to have all kinds of information that we can use to help somebody else. Also, another event that we're going to be doing and participating in is going to be the Health and Wellness Seminar in Richmond, Virginia, and that's going to be April the 30th, 2011. Well, we're going to be there to hand out information. My platform is for thyroid disease, and I need to talk about that more, but I won't get into that a lot tonight. But that's one of the areas that I talk about, because I know about it because I was diagnosed with thyroid disease in 1996, and it drastically changed my life. But I also knew that it would not be devastating to me. Yes, at the time the news was not good, but it also helped me to realize that, you know, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I just know what's going to happen today. And if I can motivate somebody else, or if I can give out some information about health and wellness, about thyroid disease, or how to run their business, or how to write a book, then that's what I want to do. I want to be a leader that people can come to for information. This is my business. You know, we started out with issues concerning women, doing, you know, workshops and seminars, and then it kind of dwindled off a little bit because we weren't about our business. But now we're back on track. We want to get out there. We want to be in the forefront. We want to be forward moving. And I keep saying that, but that's what's in my heart. I know that door that God has opened for me, and he keeps saying move forward. You increase your territory. You can't stay where you are. And maybe this is a word for somebody listening tonight. Forward movement. You can't stay where you are. You got to move. You got to be standing at the door. You have to be ready. And when the door opens, that automatic door, be ready to walk through. Being a leader, you must be one that who is willing to lead. I love my clients because they come to me for my expertise. They come to me because they trust me that I'm going to help them get done what they need to get done. No, I'm not perfect. I try not to make mistakes, but things do happen in the course of any business that you do. But I can honestly say that when I set my mind to doing something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep my word unless something happens that I can't. Then I'm going to call you or get in touch with you in some way and let you know that today I cannot accomplish this goal, but we're going to get it done. I'm there to help you. And in order for me to walk in the path that God has created for me, I have to be able to be ready when he opens those doors for me, when he introduces new clients to me. So I'm all about helping, and I want to help you. And I hope that you're getting something out of this tonight, because I want to make it clear in what we do. We want to clarify our basic values and narrow them down to two or three so that you will fully understand. One, we're in the coaching business. Two, we're also consultants. Three, we partner with businesses and other organizations so that we're able to help them. So we hope that you can get this tonight and know that we're there for you. We don't want to keep talking about issues concerning women like we're so wonderful, but I know that the information that we have, we're a professional, we can help you on a personal basis, and we want to be there for you. We want to help you to develop your company or your personal life into what you want it to be. We want you to have compassion for what you're doing. We want you to have the ability to challenge yourself, and we want to inspire you. Once you become our client, we are there for you, and we're there to help you. And sometimes we probably get on your nerves because we'll be, you know, so involved in what you're doing. How else could we help you if we're not involved there as well? We want you to know that we're there for you. Issues concerning women is a joy to me. We bring joy to each other. We want to have that balance and be in the moment for ourselves and also for you. Of course, nothing in life can be accomplished if we don't open ourselves up to looking at where we are. There's power in the plan, and I've talked about that a little bit in our last show. But I want you to know that if you need help, if you need help in setting your goals, if you need help in starting your business or writing a book, you can contact me at 757-567-6734 after the show. We still have 7 minutes, so if you're listening and you want to call me right now, the telephone number is 1-347-826-7543. Or you can go to the website, issuesconcerningwomen.com, and, of course, that's www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And check out what we do. Look at the events that we have coming up. We're going to be doing an update this week, because I'm trying to be better about the things that I do, because I want to be about excellence so that you know that I am about my business as well. Sometimes I fall a little behind because of my schedule, but I want you to know that I'm here for you and I'm here to help you in whatever capacity that you need. My time is limited for certain things, but most of the time when I sign a new client, I know how much time I have to work with them. I know what they need before we even get started, and they know what I can do for them, so we're there for you. I love what I do. I can't express to you how much I love this work and how much peace of mind that it gives me to be in a position where I can help somebody else. I'm much more relaxed than where I am right now in my business and in my life, and I don't know if you can understand that, because sometimes we're so busy running around and doing so many things, and we're not focused on what we're supposed to be doing. But right now I'm grounded. I'm ready to help those that need help. And by coaching, I'm building relationships, and I'm able to help my clients progress faster because I value what they bring to me and what I bring to the situation. It's all about helping others, about mentorship. It's about growing relationships. It's about growing your business. And that's what I want you to get tonight. If whether you're in business or you're developing your career or you want to improve your personal life, everything that I just talked about can help you in any one of these areas. That's why I love what I do, and I keep saying that. I know you probably are sick of me saying it, but it's the truth. I want you to know that when I can help somebody figure out how they can improve in their life or help them with an issue that they have dealing with some of their personal business as far as their home is concerned or some property that they own, or if I can help them get their business rolling again, if they've been stagnant in their business, or if this is their first business that they ever started. This is what I do. So we want you to know that you can contact us, and we're there to help you. And we hope that you enjoyed the show tonight, because this has been information that I wanted to give out, and that I wanted you to know what inspires me and how my life has been enriched by those that I met, and how I've made this a special interest, because I know where I came from. And I'll, you know, as you get to know me better, you'll be more familiar with my story. But tonight I just wanted to come and just give you a more broader overview of issues concerning women, how we're moving in 2011, how things have changed, and how wonderful it feels to have joy about the business and have passion. And sometimes we lose that along the way, so we need that little kick. We need that person that can help us. We need somebody that can help us find our niche if we haven't been able to do so ourselves. We need to have hope and desire and passion for everything that we do, because when we have that, we're better able to know where we're going. We've left yesterday behind. Today is a new day, and we're working towards tomorrow. No, tomorrow's not promised us, but we can work today to develop the skills that we need to learn, to get enrolled in school, that that's what we need to do, to help somebody else. And when we help somebody else, we are elevating ourselves, because we know where we came from, and now we're able to help others. And that's what it's all about. Issues Concerning Women is on every Thursday night at 8:30 to 9 p.m., so please tell somebody about it. I love coming back to the switchboard and seeing who's been listening to the show, and I thank you all when you reach out to me, and I want to continue to build relationships on the Internet with people from all over the United States and even the world. We want to become a global and international. We thank you for all the connections that we've made so far, and I know sometimes we don't get to speak to you immediately when you contact us, but we're working on that as well. We're building the company, and we hope that you got something great out of our program tonight. We have about 2 minutes left, so if you want to call in, the number is 1-347-826-7543, or you can call me after the show at 757-567-6734. Send me a personal email at CINEDESIGNALL.com, or go to the website www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. We are there for you. This has been fantastic for me. I hope you enjoyed it. I want to build Issues Concerning Women, but I can't do it without you, and I hope that we'll be able to make contact and you'll be able to come to some of our programs if you're in Hampton Roads, or if you want to invite us to something that you're having, please feel free to do so, and if we can fit it in our schedules, we will definitely love to come and hang out with you and get to know more about your business. I've been meeting some great ladies and gentlemen, and they've been inviting me to listen to their shows, and I really appreciate that, because that lets me know that we're building our community on Blog Talk Radio and how important it is for us to help each other. And if I can help you in any way, please don't hesitate to give me a call, go to the website, or leave me a message on the message board. I get those too, and they come directly to my cell phone, so then I'll be able to give you a call back. I want to say thank you again for tuning in to the show tonight. I'm excited about what we're doing. I hope you're excited, too. Tell somebody about Issues Concerning Women. We want to be in touch with you. We want to help you in your business, your career, and your life. We want to make changes. And as we make changes, we're able to help each other. And as we help each other, we're able to grow the economy, because that's what it's all about helping each other and reaching back, grabbing hold to somebody and coming on up and crossing that bridge. It's been a wonderful experience tonight to be with you. I love what I do. I hope you enjoyed it too. I look forward to being with you next Thursday night. If you're in Hampton Roads, check out my show on 6:70 a.m. on tomorrow between 2 and 2:30 p.m. And I'll be back on 6:70 on Monday from 2 to 2:30 p.m. So that's my live show. Well, thank you so much for the coming to Blog Talk Radio and listening to Issues Concerning Women. We are so excited about what's going on. We hope that you enjoy the show. Please come back next week, and if you have questions, don't be afraid to send them in. Thank you. God bless you, and have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.